Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following Columbus farmer Phil Davey from planting to harvest. I'm Sarah Brown. After weeks of rain, a busted irrigation ditch, and a patchy spring season all round, Phil is back in action. He and two guys repaired the 100-year-old irrigation ditch with more than 1,000 yards of dirt. It took the three of them a day and a half to repair the ditch's sidewall, blown out by the rain-swollen drainage. It had to happen. The ditch, irrigation ditches generally, are lifelines to farmers. In Montana, just 18% of cropland is irrigated, but irrigated crops represent a higher percentage of the overall agricultural sector. That's because irrigation increases the crop yield per acre and allows some lands to produce higher value crops. Phil has many acres of dry land crops as well, but it's his irrigated crops that make him the most money. That's why, although his ground is still soaking wet, Phil's thinking a lot about irrigating.
The only reason that I need to start is it takes me about 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks to get over my field.
Phil flood irrigates 130 acres with seven strings of 52 10-inch gated pipe.
So if you put that many pipes across, you can get it down to that next pipe, and then you move down the pipe, open more gates, and start your next set. It is a constant babysitting process, so I'm constantly going down and checking to see if my sets are down yet, so I can change it to the next one so I can move over it as fast as possible.
It's not ideal.
That takes up about 95% of my time. I can break free after my morning set for about one tank load of spray, and then I got to be back to change water. I tell a lot of people what we have to do, and you're like, are you kidding?
It's inefficient, both water-wise and time-wise. Montana's flood irrigation systems are among the least efficient in the West because they take much more water from streams and aquifers than irrigated crops actually require. That's why he's switching over to center pivot irrigation, where crops are watered with electric-powered sprinklers. They're expensive, but a USDA grant that helps farmers implement conservation practices will help.
They will start the project as soon as I harvest my spring wheat. And it will cover 204 of the 220 acres that I flood irrigate right now. It was pretty important to me to get as many of those acres as possible because of the highly productive ground that the irrigated is down here.
Center pivots are a game changer for Phil.
I can change my farming methods a little bit as far as less tillage or minimal tillage. It'll be less labor for me and less passes across the field in a tractor.
No-till is a way of growing crops or pasture from year to year without disturbing the soil through tillage or plowing. It's a huge time saver, for one. And for another, the residue left on the field year to year catches moisture from snow or rain, giving him that much more of a reserve to carry him from the beginning of the growing season to the end. Guys who flood irrigate tend to turn the ground black, basically the opposite of no-till. Call it maximum till. Without the residue, organic matter like wheat stalks, soil blows, a common sight in the Yellowstone Valley where blackening the ground is a routine practice.
The reason they do that is because they can't have to get the water to run from point A to point B. And if there's residue on top of the ground, it dams up in the little furrows and it kind of goes wherever it wants to go instead of where you need it to go.
When Phil used to till the ground, he'd go in with a disc, sometimes twice, to turn the dirt over. Then he'd use a roller harrow to firm the soil back up before making yet another pass, sometimes two, with a big box blade to level out the field. And that was just the fall field work. He'd have to come back the next spring to apply fertilizer and roll harrow again before planting.
It's the way it's been done for a long time, but the more you drive up and down the Yellowstone Valley, you'll see that there's a lot more minimum till or no-till. You go take a scoop of dirt out of a no-till field, and the amount of earthworms you'll find is just unreal. And a tillage pass will sometimes kill a lot of that stuff.
Next week, Phil discovers he cannot plant his sunflowers, leaving him many acres short and throwing off his rotation for what could be years.
Field Days is hosted by Sarah Brown and produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. For more information, visit our website, ypradio.org.